Austin, Texas. It's David Nutt.
Keep on dying.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. It is spiraling out of control. The fear, uncertainty, doubt, the false narrative that has been used to attack President Trump since the very beginning. Push for a coup. And yet, Trump seems to be capitulating to this now. People in his administration have now blamed yet again. Remember, it was not even a year and a half ago. It was in December of 2016. So a year, 4 months, let's say. That we had a story that ran through the media for a week about a little Vermont utility, an obscure area. And the story was that Russians had targeted an electric company. We had proof of it for the first time. Been looking for proof of this, wanted this to happen. They found proof, they said. They found one laptop that wasn't connected in any way, shape, or form to the power generation network there. They found a bit of malware, and they said, oh, I think this is Russian. We've been targeted. And that story was created by the Washington Post. The Washington Post, Jeff Bezos' political blog. And they ran with that narrative for about a week until calmer heads came around and said, actually, no, it's a laptop. It wasn't connected. It was malware. You can find this all over the place. Nobody was targeted with this. They just went to a site or they had a phishing attack on their email or whatever. It wasn't any kind of state action. But now here we are, a year and 4 months later. The U.S. blames Russia for cyber attacks on the energy grid. The Trump administration yesterday blamed the Russian government for a campaign of cyber attacks stretching back at least 2 years. At least 2 years, see. They've been looking for this for a long time. And who is it in the Trump administration that's doing this? Well, it's the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, the usual suspects. It's called job security. It's also called the military industrial complex, the CIA, these people who want very badly a Cold War and they want to get President Trump out of office. Both of those things are things that I don't want to see. You shouldn't want to see them either. We need to have some cooler heads prevailing here. We got Nikki Haley with her shrill calls in the United Nations. She wants to be the star of World War III. And she is a very dangerous woman. So is the person that President Trump has just named to be director of the CIA, a very dangerous person. Theresa May pushing this nonsense in the UK. And I'm going to finish up where I got yesterday. In the third hour, I started breaking this down. I'm not going to go into as much detail this. I'll recap some of what I had to say. We're going to take a look at the three possibilities when we come back. The three possibilities that Theresa, the two possibilities, I'm sorry, there's actually three possibilities. She didn't talk about the third one. We're going to talk about that as well. She said, well, there's only two possibilities. Either this Novichok got out of the hands of the Russians, or the Russians did it. And she didn't even bother to look at the first possibility. And of course, there's a third possibility as well. Maybe somebody besides the Russians did this. We're going to take a look at that. Who would benefit from this the most? Would Russia benefit from doing something like this, or would the CIA, the military industrial complex, the deep state, even the UK spies, MI6, or somebody like Christopher Steele, who had a lot of ties to this particular individual? That's kind of interesting, I think. I also find it very interesting that only 7 miles down the road was the chemical weapons facility of the UK government that they don't want to talk about. And that facility has been involved in multiple experiments on people. Not that this was an experiment. I don't think this was an experiment. I think this was a hit. But I also find it interesting that Kim Jong-un is able to assassinate his half-brother or whatever, his brother or half-brother, using nerve gas. But the Russians can't pull it off. Look, the Russians are not good guys by any means. They're mafia. But we've also got mafias in Washington and in London. And these guys are willing to start world wars so they can get their gas pipelines through Syria or whatever else. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, the Russia paranoia and fear is spinning out of control. We have to be careful about how these things are used. I want you to remember back to how World War I started. Now we got involved in a lot of other wars. You can start with very, very minor incidents. And these things can be hyped into a world war that kills millions of people. It'll be a lot worse than that with today's technology. We've been working for well over a century on all kinds of technology that's very profitable to be able to kill people in wholesale numbers. So we won't have millions of people killed. We'll have billions of people killed if we start a war. And as Joel Skousen has pointed out multiple times when I've interviewed him, the elites in this country believe that they can withstand a first strike, whether they can or not. They've got their underground bunkers that they've built for themselves. They've gone full Dr. Strangelove. We could go to these bunkers. We could get some very attractive women with us. You know, that type of thing, right? Yeah. I mean, that was a black comedy. It was a spoof, but he was telling us a lot of things in that movie, and the director was. And Kubrick knew what was going on the inside, and that was a big reveal. That's a big reveal, folks. These guys are willing to take it to the limit. They want to get rid of the excess population. Look, what are they going to... We're a bunch of excess baggage for these people. They're going to... They've exported our jobs, our factories to China for slave labor. And now everybody's pretty unhappy with that. And they've also imported cheap labor for what remains in the United States, for the retail businesses and the few manufacturing businesses that remain. So they've imported cheap labor. They've exported our better jobs to China to be done by slave labor over there. And as we're starting to wake up to this, and as they look at the fact that they have robots ready to take all the jobs everywhere, robots will be their slave labor. Robot was actually a word from, I think it was a Serbian word, but it meant slave. And that was the way that it was used in the early entertainment first part of the 20th century when they coined that term. So mechanical slaves that will do whatever they want for a few people who are going to control everything. We're just excess baggage. So what do they do? As we said many times, are they going to soft kill us? You know, can't reproduce anymore. They're working on us socially, as well as physically, to make sure that sperm counts are down, confuse kids as to their gender, and on and on and on. So they're doing everything they can to keep us from reproducing. And then they're looking at this and saying, well, are we going to just kill them off, or are we going to have to put them in some kind of a universal basic income where we turn them into Eloy? Remember the time machine? The Eloy? The nice little pink Jigglypuff, right, that have an uncanny resemblance to social justice warriors that are being churned out by our universities with their safe spaces and their microaggressions and their oh-so-sensitive sensibilities. And then you have the dark underground creatures coming up from their deep underground military bases and just taking these guys down one by one for food or whatever their purposes are. So are they going to do that? Are they going to actually have to put us on allowance like Eloy till we die out? Or do they just kill us all? Well, as Skousen has said, he believes, and he's documented the case very well, that the elite in this country, the deep state, with their deep underground military bunkers, believe that not only they can survive a first-strike nuclear attack, not the rest of us, of course. The little drill in Hawaii should have been a wake-up call for people, but instead they're looking for who pushed that button. I want to know who woke me up. Well, they didn't really wake up. They went right back to sleep. They got angry that somebody woke them up out of their sleep momentarily, but they didn't understand anything. You're not gonna be able to survive this if your idea of survival is to temporarily stick your child in a sewage drain to protect them from a nuclear blast. They thought North Korean nuclear missiles are coming into Hawaii. This is not a drill. And this is not a wake-up call for the majority of people. They don't have any civil defense. The majority of us haven't made any plans for what we're going to do in a situation like that. But the elite have. They made a lot of plans. They believe they can survive a first strike, and then they can take out the Russians, and they can have the world all to themselves with fewer people to compete with them or threaten them in any way whatsoever. That's precisely what they want. And so we should look at this very much askew. I'm not a friend of Russia. I'll be accused of being a friend of Russia because I push back against the globalist narrative that wants to blame them for every setback of globalism. Every time they have an election that they lose, as I pointed out yesterday, they lose Brexit. It was the Russians who did it. And the same guy who was saying that is pushing fear, saying the Russians are going to kill our soccer team fans if we go to Russia. That's the same guy who said, hey, he's a foreign policy expert working for the establishment, who said that Brexit happened because the Russians interfered with it. Trump was elected because the Russians interfered with our election, they tell us. The Italians who wanted to take back control of their government from the Union, that was because of Russians interfering with that election. Every time they have a setback, it's the Russians, the Russians, the Russians. And they have used this to cover up the whistleblowers inside the DNC who exposed all kinds of criminal information about Hillary Clinton. Mike Pompeo bragged about that, said, look at all this criminal stuff about Hillary Clinton from WikiLeaks. And as soon as he gets in, he wants to call WikiLeaks a propagandist for Russia and so forth. This is where this is all headed, folks. It is Republican, it is Democrat, it is the GOP and Democrat deep state, bipartisan, dark state that's doing this stuff. And so what is happening today? Well, now we've got, as I said at the top of the hour, we got the U.S. now capitulating, the Trump administration now allowing Homeland Security and the FBI to say that there is a multi-stage intrusion campaign by the Russian government cyber actors to stage malware to take down our energy grid. And we've already seen this story. This is a replay, just like we have seen so many of these things exposed, and yet they continue to come back with them. We had Nikki Haley say, look at this. Russia has been at the center of all these gas attacks everywhere. It's about time we stop these people somehow. Let's go blow them up. And she talks about Syria. Do you remember Syria? Do you remember 2013? Do you remember when they were telling everybody that the Russians and the Syrians had dropped nerve gas, or I think it was sarin gas at the time. That was a suspect. It was sarin gas on civilian populations. And everyone said, we were saying, wait a minute, this is what they want. They want an excuse to go into Syria. Let's take a look at this. And so you had the Russian government go in and take a look at it and say, no, this isn't it. Everybody's, they're just protecting themselves. And the UN went in and said, no, it's not that. It's not sarin. It wasn't created by a state agency. Then you finally had good people in the U.S. military go in and say, that's right, it wasn't. The whole thing fell apart. The whole thing fell apart. And why did that fall apart? If it hadn't been for InfoWars and other alternative media, they would have stampeded the public into a war into Syria, putting boots on the ground and jacking that thing up. But we said, wait a minute, let's find out about this. And eventually, the UN, Russia, and the U.S. all said, no, it wasn't. And then they waited, what, another 2-3 years later? And they did the same thing again. They keep doing this stuff over and over again because people don't wake up. They came up with the same false flag narrative, which was again exposed. Said, you got no proof of that. That is not an excuse for you to go in. They have also tried to say, we're going to have a situation where if anybody hacks us in critical infrastructures, that will be a pretense for us to go to war. Physically go to war. So any kind of a cyber attack, and we will tell you if there is a cyber attack, and we will tell you who did the cyber attack. And thank God for WikiLeaks, because they put out Vault 7, which showed us that the CIA has tools to make it look like they are Russians or Chinese or North Koreans or Syrians or any other of the usual suspects. They can make it look like they're anybody else. And we said, wait a minute, we don't want a war based on a cyber attack. Oh, well, okay, well, how about if we do, we combine the two, have a gas attack in a Western country? That'll do it, won't it? Stay with us, we'll be right back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rice freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Visiting President Trump photo ops, or by dressing in green today at the White House. It's a special thing for me because it was 44 years ago that I had my first date with my wife. And I look at this war situation. I take this very seriously. I want my kids to be able to say that they have had decades of peace and prosperity. Instead of looking back and saying, remember how nice things were before the war came? Before the famine, the mass destruction that we had here? We should not take war so lightly as we have with these neocons like Nikki Haley. And we should look at the narrative coming from people like Theresa May. There are holes all over this narrative, and we are rushing every day. We are rushing further and further into this. You know, when we talk about sanctions, sanctions are a prelude to war. We all know that, don't we? And every day, this whole Russia, Russia, Russia thing gets farther and farther from reality. And so, again, as we had the Washington Post selling this silly idea that a Vermont utility had been hacked back in December of 2016. Fake news, Washington Post, fake news. It was exposed. It was one laptop, not connected to the utility. It was malware that anybody could pick up with an email or visiting certain sites. And they wanted that to be true so badly, and now it's been declared to be true without any proof. Without any proof. What evidence do we have of this? I mean, I've even got a typically very good site, conservative, WorldNet Daily, saying Russia hacking attempts into U.S. grid confirmed. Confirmed by who? You got the word of the Homeland Security and the FBI. How many times do we have to show you how much they lie for their agenda of war and empire? And I'm not talking about the worldwide empire. I'm just talking about their little bureaucratic empires in Washington. These people are liars. Why would you let them push us into a war? Remember the Maine. Yeah. Remember the false flags that we've had as these people push us into war. And so we've got a decision by the announcement, rather, without any proof, without any evidence. And as we said before, WikiLeaks fortunately showed us Vault 7, which was the instruction manual. Later on, the code was released by some other people. They did not release the code. What they did was they showed you the user's manual, and one of the releases of Vault 7 showed how, and basically told them, this is how you can look like a Russian if you want to do something on cyber attacks. This is how you can look like a North Korean or a Chinese agency, or you can look like the Syrian government or any other number of the usual suspects. You can make it look like you're somebody else, and you can hack into stuff, and then we can use that to start a war. Or to start sanctions to start a war. And this also coincided with a decision yesterday by the U.S. Treasury Department to impose sanctions on 19 Russian people and five groups for meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and other malicious cyber attacks. We have talked about this for a year and a half. They hacked the election. Hillary Clinton spent 1,000 times the amount of money, according to Facebook, that any of these so-called Russian trolls, whether or not they are agents of the Russian government, 1,000 times more than that. And she lost. And they said more than half of these were done after the election. And we've seen CNN go down and confront an elderly lady who was on social media and said, you're a Russian agent, you're a Russian bot. And if you post on Facebook or on Twitter, you'll see people coming back. You've already seen it. If you post conservative stuff, if you support President Trump, you will see these people who are brainwashed by CNN, by Reuters, by the Washington Post. You will see an establishment media. You will see them calling you a Russian bot because you agree with President Trump. That is the state that we have fallen to in the political discourse now. And now, President Trump has allowed his government to, not only has he allowed this Russian witch hunt by Mueller to go on. But now he is capitulating on this kind of stuff. He is, I just don't understand why he is giving in on this. I don't understand why he hasn't fired Mueller, because now they've let this Russian red herring, which is what it is. It was a big stinky fish that Hillary Clinton drug out across the trail of the fox, showing what she was doing, what this fox was doing in the hen house at the DNC. And so Hillary Clinton, to cover her fox trails, drags this stinky fish across it so the hounds can't find her. Says, look, it's Russians. It's Russians. And nobody, in an effort to get people to not focus on the whistleblowers releasing information from the DNC. And we have explained over and over again that it wasn't a Russian hack. William Binney, the former global technical head of the NSA, has explained it over and over again. It wasn't a Russian hack. You had the former UK ambassador said, I went to the US to have this handed to me on a thumb drive. No matter how much evidence we present, they continue to go through with this. And even though the House committee says there's no evidence of collusion, Mueller keeps expanding the investigation. Expanding the investigation. This is the way the New York Times reports it. He's demanding records directly related to President Trump's businesses. The breadth of the subpoena was not clear, nor was it clear why Mr. Mueller issued it. Oh, it's clear why he issued it. This is not an investigation of Russian collusion. It's not an investigation of Russian tampering in the election. All President Trump is doing with his appeasement is feeding the monster. And now the monster is coming for his business dealings. And there's not going to be any limit on it. And let me tell you something. When you look at the Stalin-esque pronouncement, bring me the man and I will find the crime. Nowhere, nowhere is that easier to do than in financial situations. The tangled web of financial regulations, especially when somebody's got large companies, many large companies dealing internationally, it's going to be easier for them to find a crime against President Trump in these financial dealings than it would be for Mueller to entrap him in perjury and some kind of a direct questioning. But he's done that. He's subpoenaed Trump, the Trump Organization now, to do this everywhere. And so we have the announcement of that, yes, the Russians meddled in our elections. Yes, they are hacking our energy grid. And yes, it looks like they did something in the UK. And you know, the deep state hasn't even done anything yet about the supposed nerve gas attack by the Russians in the UK. That shoe hasn't dropped yet. The sanctions that they have put in, the actions that they have taken as of right now is because the Russians supposedly hacked our election. That's an absolute lie. We have spent nearly 2 years exposing that as a lie. I can't believe the Trump administration would acknowledge that. I can't believe that they would acknowledge this obvious lie coming from Homeland Security and the FBI about our utility grid, attempts to hack our utility grid. Give me a break. Give me a break. And now we're going to go into, I don't know what they're going to do about this UK nerve gas attack, but we're going to talk about who really benefits from that and who it might be when we come back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral.
Neural Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
All right, so we've had the Trump administration say the Russians interfered in the 2016 elections. That is a lie. It was a lie from the Democrats. It was a lie from Hillary Clinton. It was a lie from the so-called 17 intelligence agencies. Who said that first? Bing, time's up. It was Hillary Clinton in a debate. Who said it shortly after that? James the Liar Clapper, who just passed his five-year anniversary on getting away with perjury under oath to the public, lying to us about his spying on the American public without a search warrant. And then he was busted a couple of weeks later by Ed Snowden, this guy that Mike Pompeo calls a traitor. No, the traitor is James Clapper. The traitorous agencies go with three letters throughout the United States government. CIA, NSA, others. Those are the traitors. Those agencies and those congressmen who allow these people to do this stuff and don't ever punish them. And then reward them when they sadistically torture people. That's a violation, folks, of international law. It is a violation of moral law. It is a violation of the Constitution, cruel and unusual punishment. It's a violation of all different types of things. But don't worry. We won't punish Gina Haspel, we will make her director of the CIA just to show you what the CIA is. You had any questions about that? Anybody else got any questions about this? This is a mafia government. It's in your face. This is protection racket here that we have. Don't question what the CIA is. I mean, let's not pretend that it's anything other than it is. Let's all vote and support Gina Haspel so that everybody sees what the CIA truly is without any question. No pretense of any morality, legality, or authority. Let's put her there and just totally discredit that organization. Let's do that. Let's do that. I have to change my opinion. I have to now support Gina Haspel because I think it will show them for what they truly are. And it'll show the Washington politicians for what they truly are too. But we have been telling you and proving to you for over a year that the Russians did not hack the election. Did not hack the election. But now the Trump administration is saying it. And they're being goaded into it. Intimidated into it. Trying to appease these people. And yet the wolves just keep coming. You still have Mueller. Oh, I'm going to look at more into Trump. I want to know all that information about your business. And, you know, because of Russia. Because of Russia thing. No collusion with the Russians, but I need to know more about all your international businesses years before you even began running for president. It's a fishing expedition. And it keeps going. And now we're told that they are hacking our energy grid by Homeland and the FBI. What a bunch of nonsense. The Democrats, 140 House Democrats, are urging Trump to impose Russia sanctions. Because, see, they haven't reacted yet. They've admitted. They said, we're going to go with Theresa May. And I'm going to tell you how absurd that narrative is here in a moment. But we're going to go with Theresa May because you know what? You could make a better case for the Russians poisoning this agent with nerve gas than you could the fact that they hacked the election or that they are trying to hack the grid. And so this is coming up. 140 House Democrats are intimidating President Trump. Your actions over the last year have shown that you constantly excuse President Putin. Nya-nya-nya-nya-nya. You deny his well-established assistance to your campaign in 2016. This is the McCarthyism of the left. And it appears that Trump is caving to it. And as this is all happening, as we look at the bigger picture, we look at the beating the war drums by Nikki Haley in the UN, calling it Russia's crime. What happened in the UK? Russia is saying, well, you know what's going to happen. There's all this fighting in Ghouta. It's not too far from the capital in Syria. So Russia says U.S. plans to strike Damascus and said, if they do, we will fight the Americans. So that's what they want. That's what the deep state wants. They not only want regime change, but hey, if they can use this as a trigger for World War III, as I pointed out before, they really want to have a World War III. They think they can survive it. You're not going to survive it, of course, but they will. And when we look at all this stuff in Syria, we were told by General Wesley Clark, of the shopping list of countries that they were going to go through. Syria was on the list. Bing, 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 bing. Go right down that list, checking them off. It's a checklist. It's a to-do list by the military-industrial complex. Why does Syria have to go? It was not at war. It was peaceful. The guy was not a good guy by our standards. He's probably a bit more authoritarian than Hillary Clinton would have been, but maybe not so much. And yet we have to destroy that government. Why? Why do we have to do that? We had Muslims and Christians living in relative peace in a secular Muslim country. We got to destroy that. There was more tolerance for Christians in Syria than there is for Christians in Saudi Arabia, our close ally. But it had to be destroyed because of a competition in gas pipelines. See, Russia wants to provide gas to Europe. And that pipeline runs from Russia through Syria. And Europe needs that gas to heat itself. And now they're looking at maybe they're going to cut off the gas supply in the UK. Well, maybe Putin might cut it off. You know, that would be a new Cold War, wouldn't it? No heating for you. Brings literal Cold War going on if Putin retaliates by cutting off the gas. But he's not going to do that. He needs the money. And, you know, we just saw that Massachusetts and some of these other northeastern liberal states who wanted to push this climate change stuff, they had to get gas from Russia as well. And they had to buy that awful coal from American suppliers. That was really what made it affordable for them, was coal and gas from Russia, because they wouldn't allow a pipeline to be put through the state. So they were running out of fuel, and they couldn't afford the fuel unless they had the coal. But I don't want to get off on that. I talked about that the other day. Let's stay on this Russian thing and what this really is about in Syria. And, you know, we had Smedley Butler, the Marine, high-ranking Marine. I can't remember what his rank was right now, but he said he'd spent his entire life running a protection racket. In other words, I was operating as a gangster. I was protecting the National Fruit Company in Central America. I was setting up banana republics. So these American companies that were getting rich selling fruit, could survive. I was overthrowing governments for them. And I'm not going to do it anymore. And that's what's going on in Syria. The U.S. and its Arab ally, down to the, southeast wants to also have a pipeline that goes to Europe, but that would also have to run through Syria. So it's necessary for us to have regime change in Syria. I mean, we just want chaos anyway, because that builds up sales of military industrial complex, and they would like to start World War III. But the immediate cause, most likely this gas pipeline here, these people will kill. And you look at the incredible destruction in Aleppo. Yes, Gary Johnson, Aleppo. You look at the terrible destruction in Aleppo. You look at what's going on in Ghouta right now. This is happening for no reason at all. We're there and fomenting that. We were there arming and training and supplying ISIS. And now we're there occupying a country to overthrow a regime. This was a legitimate government. We may not like the fact that they were allied with the Russians, that they had the Russian pipeline going through there, but that doesn't give us an excuse to create massive destruction and a war that's going to cost human life. But we'll take that excuse. And that's the mentality of people like Nikki Haley and these other neocons in government. And when you look at what they're about to do with the situation in the UK, it should make you very concerned for your family, for your lives. How far are we away from a situation like that? You know, Americans think that no matter what they do abroad, and Lindsey Graham even said this. He said, yeah, I want to have a war there. It's not going to hurt Americans. Yeah, we'll be able to conduct war from a distance even there. We'll have minimal casualties. Well, we will have casualties, you know, with American soldiers. But that's not a problem. Like Henry Kissinger said, they're just animals. Yeah, their lives don't mean anything. And, of course, Lindsey Graham tells you, don't worry, no matter what we do, none of this stuff is going to have any consequences in America. Well, maybe not, or maybe it will. But you know what? It's going to have some consequences for this country when we become moral pariahs, and we've already become that. When we become the Hitlers and the Stalins, there will be consequences, and it'll be from God. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, Carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's get into this evidence for Russia. Before we do, real quickly, I can move on with this, because I want to talk about the motivation of this, but I also want to talk about where this could have come from. You know, did it come from the Russians and could only be the Russians? No, actually not. And I'll tell you that there is a source for this stuff that is just 7.2 miles away with the British government, Porton Downs. And it's a place where they have their chemical biological weapons, and they have done experiments on the public. I don't think this was an experiment on the public. But if we want to start casting around an investigation, why would we not do a full investigation of any suspects? And most importantly, let's talk about who benefits from this. We'll talk about who has the ability to do this, and let's also talk about who has a benefit from this. If you're going to do any kind of an investigation of a crime, that's the way you ought to approach this. And you shouldn't come in already deciding who the person is going to be that you're going to put in the electric chair, right? If you really want an honest investigation, if you really want to get the people who did this is a very, very dangerous act. And if this was done by the Russians, let's get the Russians. If it was done by the CIA, or if it was done by MI6, let's hang those people too. So let's have a real investigation. Before we get into this, I just want to remind you of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program, what keeps us independent. And we've got a couple of key items I want to tell you about at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, we have reformulated Myco ZX, a great way to help your body detoxify. And we now have Myco ZX Plus, and the new formulation is now 50% off as an introductory price. And we've also now put on Alexa Pure Breeze. This is a revolutionary air purification system. I love this. We have this in our home. We got it in the fall when it was on sale. I liked the way that it worked in the office. We have these things all over the office, and they work great. These are very attractive looking, very silent, very effective air purification system, Alexa Pure Breeze. And when it went on sale in the fall, we got one right now. It is $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. So check those sales out. We really do appreciate your support. That's what keeps us funded, what keeps us independent. All right, let's go back and look at all this. Because, you know, it's a couple of days ago we had Theresa May give a deadline to the Russians, and she said, you got till midnight. You know, it's kind of like high noon. Cue the music. But just kidding. They don't have that. But it was like, you know, oh, I'm very dramatic. You got till midnight to explain this to me. And the Russians, prove your innocence before midnight. And they said, okay, you know, proving that you're innocent of something is difficult. That's why we have the other standard, innocent until proven guilty. And the burden of proof is on the accuser. But Russia says, all right, well, send us a sample of the nerve agent and we'll comment on this. No, didn't send it. What they're going to do is, and she made a speech to attack them. So the question that some people are asking, here's one from Zero Hedge. Was Russian spy poisoned to avert Brexit? You know, to distract attention. This is what RT has put out there. And they point out, they said, in July 2003, Dr. David Kelly, a British weapons inspector, who disclosed to the media that Tony Blair's government's dossier on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction was sexed up. And he was found dead in a public park a mile away from his home. The inquiry into his death concluded that he had committed suicide by slitting his left wrist. But the mystery surrounding the death has remained unresolved to date, though the obvious beneficiary of his propitious suicide was British intelligence itself. You know, we've had the spy in a bag that I mentioned yesterday. The MI, I think it's MI6, maybe it's MI5 agent. I'm not an expert on British intelligence, divisions, but, it's this guy who worked for one of the spy groups, and he was found dead, zipped up in a bag in his empty bathtub. And, everybody said, well, it looks like murder, doesn't it? Oh no, it was suicide. What? that's the lengths that these people will go to. And, you know, when we look at this and you think about what is happening with us, and you think about when an intelligence agency wants to get rid of somebody. We had the CIA assassination manual that was leaked decades ago. And what did they say? Make it look like an accident. So the best thing that you can do is to have your target have a fall. Make sure that it's 30 feet or more, it said in the manual. You know, you can just blame it on an accident. Oh, yeah, they just fell over the ledge or they fell over the railing or whatever. That's the best way to do it. You can take them out with a car accident or you can make it look like suicide or whatever. But, you know, don't take them out with some highly specialized weapons that we have at the CIA. that would be a definite no. That would be kind of bad spycraft there to do that. But now we're supposed to believe that the Russians haven't figured that out. Yeah, they're just as evil and they're just as devious and they're just as clever as the CIA. And if the Russians wanted to kill somebody, they would make it look like a suicide or like somebody or an accident. First of all, an accident. Secondly, a suicide. Third, just a random murder of someone. But when we look at this, another question comes up, another article on Zero Hedge. Is the UK manufacturing its nerve agent case for action on Russia? And, you know, we had the two scenarios that were given to us by Theresa May in her speech. She said either this was a direct act by the Russian state against our country, or the Russian government lost control of this potentially catastrophically damaging nerve agent and allowed it to get into the hands of others. And as I point out, there's a third possibility, and that is somebody else did it, because they're not the only ones who have this stuff, and we'll tell you why. The British government's line has been repeated uncritically by the entire global press corps and by Western governments. Now, we've got Germany, France, the United States all have bought into this. Oh, yeah, that's the only two possibilities. Isn't it interesting that when the government is going to try to sell you on propaganda, what do? They usually give you two options. Two options. We call it the false dichotomy. Let's give you two choices. Both of them are not true. necessarily, or we'll give you two options. We'll give you Republican or Democrat. You're not going to get a third choice. No. There is no third choice. There is no third possibility. Absolutely not possible. I'm telling you, it's going to be this or that. That's the way they control you. And so everybody says, oh, yeah, that's right. And they say this, however, far from offering a clear-cut evidence trail to Putin's chemical warfare labs, the use of Novichok in the nerve gas attack on the UK soil points to a wider set of potential suspects, of which Russia, in fact, is the least likely. They go on to say, no clear sign of this can be found than in the statement by Ambassador Peter Wilson of the UK, the permanent representative to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. He had claimed that Russia had failed for many years to fully disclose its chemical weapons program. Yet these claims were contradicted by the OPCW itself, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. They found in 2017, September 2017, they said the completion of the verified destruction of Russia's chemical weapons program is a major milestone in the achievement of the goals of the Chemical Weapons Convention. I congratulate Russia and commend all their experts who are involved in the professionalism and dedication. I also express my appreciation to the states parties that assisted the Russian Federation with this destruction program, and I thank the OPCW staff who verified the destruction. They said the remainder of Russia's chemical weapons arsenals have been destroyed at the Kizner Chemical Weapons Destruction Facility in Udmurt Republic. Kizner was the last operating facility of seven chemical weapon destruction facilities in Russia. The six other facilities, and they go on to list them, completed work and were closed between 2005 and 2015. So, in short, the OPCW does not agree with vague U.S. and British insistence that Russia failed to declare all of its chemical weapons stockpiles and facilities. And it doesn't agree with the insistence that Novichok stockpiles of production facilities still exist in Russia. And then in a statement to the OPCW last November, that same U.K. ambassador, Ambassador Wilson, congratulated the OPCW on verifying the complete destruction of Russia's chemical weapons program with high praise for its director. So here you have both the international organization that has been going around and trying to get rid of these chemical weapons saying they're all gone, and they document it with a great deal of detail. They talk about all the different sites. They talk about how they've been shutting these things down and destroying supplies since 2005 to 2015. The British ambassador to that organization says, congratulations, you got all this stuff down. Well, that was November. And now they want something. What do they want? Who benefits from this? Now the British government is pushing this. And guess what? They don't want you to look at. They don't want you to look at Horton Down, which is just 7.25 miles away from where this happened. That is their chemical defense place where they manufacture their chemical weapons. And I've got more on this when we come back. Stay with us.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products
stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Of universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, here at the top of the hour, our radio affiliates will typically carry news. So to keep them in the narrative of what I wanted to finish with the investigation of the nerve agent attack in the UK, which is going to have major fallout. Major fallout diplomatically and in other areas could push us into a war. I mean, it was the Archduke Ferdinand, somebody that nobody had ever heard of, that started World War I when he was assassinated. So little events can spiral into major world wars. We should be very careful about cavalierly throwing around accusations and pushing these false narratives of Russia did it. They hacked the election. They're hacking into our power grid and all this other paranoia, fear, uncertainty, and doubt that is being pushed around to increase sales for the military-industrial complex and to get us pushed into a war that these people would like to see. Believe me, they don't care whether America gets involved or not. They're going to survive one way or the other. Just like they don't care if you have guns to protect yourself, these people are protected with armies of individual guards. We've got de Blasio doing a die-in in New York yesterday, and he's surrounded by armed bodyguards. You have Bernie Sanders going to one of these marches. He's surrounded by armed bodyguards. These people are contemptuous of your ability to protect yourself. They'll fight you for every crumb on your table economically. They have absolutely no respect for us. So now we got Cory Booker out there who is talking about banning these weapons of mass destruction. Now, Cory is not talking about nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons. Those are weapons of mass destruction. No. He has escalated the lowly semi-automatic rifle. First they talked about it in vague terms of an assault weapon. It's an assault weapon. And now it is a weapon of mass destruction. Here's Cory Booker.
But here in Congress, I've been here for 5 years. Multiple mass shootings, thousands of people in communities like mine have died, and we have done nothing. Not one thing. From better funding the ATF to enforce the laws that we already have, to banning weapons of mass destruction, to making universal background checks, things that are supported by
banning weapons of
over 80% of NRA members.
So now the AR-15 has graduated from a semi-automatic to an assault weapon, and now it's been promoted to a weapon of mass destruction by Cory Booker, who is doing nothing but selling fear to the ignorant. And there are some people who have done things to protect schools. We've had some sheriffs here in Texas and elsewhere who have allowed responsible, vetted, and trained teachers to carry firearms to protect themselves and their students. And that's the best you can do. It's not a perfect world, folks. You can't wish the guns away into a cornfield, but you can have unknown people who can protect themselves and their students. But let's take a look at the other hypocrisy here. We had a high school in Rockland, California, has put a teacher on paid administrative leave after this parade of useful idiots that they did the last couple of days. After this happened and they had the national school walkout, she brought her kids back in. She said, well, let's talk about this a little bit. I'm going to challenge you intellectually. She said, so I just kind of use the example, which I know is really controversial, but I know it's the best example I could think of at the time. If a group of students nationwide or even locally decided, I want to walk out of school for 17 minutes, and I want to go into the quad area to protest abortion. Abortion. Would that be allowed by our administration? And she said, obviously not. Because when she should even suggested that, she got put on leave. Real close to being fired for that. And she said, well, I guess if it's okay to protest, it ought to be okay to have a discussion about the protest. No. Because then these youthful idiots wouldn't be useful idiots if they actually thought about what was going on and if they understood where the real murder is happening at the abortion clinics in mass numbers every day. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to get back into the nerve agent attack. That is a very serious trip point here, being used by Nikki Haley and other dangerous neocons to push us to the edge of confrontation. We've got 140 House Democrats who want to have massive sanctions put on Russians. That's a prelude to war. We have the Trump administration coming out and saying, okay, all right, I give in. Okay, they hacked the election. I'm tired of this. That kind of appeasement never works. Mueller comes right out and says, okay, now I want your financial records. I want to know everything that every one of your businesses has done for the last several years, years before you began running for president. I want to know all that stuff. You put that on my desk. I'm going to hire an army of accountants because I have unlimited resources and money. And we're going to audit you with a fine-tooth comb. Let me tell you something. This is far more dangerous than if President Trump were to go into a question and answer period with Mueller, who would sit there and ask him little tiny details on his life. What's your favorite color? Green, oh, a blue. Oh, no, you lied to me. You're done. You know, just like the Monty Python skit, you get catapulted into the valley of death, the bridge of doom. Answer me these three questions. But that is really far less dangerous than Mueller being able to go through with a fine-tooth comb, try to uncover any financial crimes. We have such a tangled web of financial regulations that it is a veritable minefield for anybody. And it's a very high-density minefield at that. And so, no, it's not going to work to appease them, to let them have their little lie that the Russians manipulated the election in 2016. As I said, we spent last year and a half explaining how that did not happen. Trump knows very well it did not happen. And he should know that you cannot appease these people. There is no end in this until President Trump is accused of a crime. And if they get the House majority and the Senate majority, they will impeach him after the 2018 election. They're just fishing for things to throw at him after the 2018 election. But then they're playing this game by saying that the Russians hacked the election and then saying the Russians are hacking into our electricity grid. What a bunch of nonsense. Again, that feeble lie was exposed by that the Washington Post tried to sell everybody and did successfully sell everybody. Everybody just jumped on that story because it's Washington Post. They're supposed to be credible, right? They're one of our most credible sources, and everything that they say is true. Yeah, right. And then it was exposed. No, it's just on a laptop. It's just a common piece of malware that you can pick up with any kind of garbage spam emails or going to a site, you can pick up this kind of malware, and that laptop wasn't even connected and so forth and so on. But now we're told, and everybody just falls in line and says, yeah, that really happened. And this is really what is happening, folks, with this nerve gas attack in the UK. So I want to talk to you about this because we had a couple of different we had a false pair of ideas that were thrown out there by Theresa May. So basically either the Russians did this to get even with a guy that betrayed them, or they were irresponsible and they lost the nerve gas because nobody else has this stuff or could make it. And I just pointed out that, you know, he was gassed there in Salisbury, and it's only the point at where he and his daughter were gassed. It's 7.2 miles from Porton Down. Porton Down has had 750 secret operations that have been carried out on hundreds of thousands of ordinary Britons involving biological and chemical warfare attacks, launched from aircraft, ships, and road vehicles, and they're right at the center of this. This is their chemical weapons facility, reported by Zero Hedge. They quote a British paper. British military aircraft dropped thousands of kilos of a chemical of largely unknown toxic potential on British civilian populations in and around Salisbury and Bedfordshire and Norwich and Norfolk. Substantial quantities were also dispersed across parts of the English Channel, the North Sea. It's not known the extent to which coastal towns in England and France were affected. Commuters on the London Underground were also used as guinea pigs on a substantially larger scale than previously thought. The capital's tube system was used for research in May of 1964. We've seen these types of things happen in the United States as well, too, right? We've had them release contaminants on the subways in New York and Boston. Porton Down also conducted extensive nerve agent tests on British soldiers around this time. The Ministry of Defense documents obtained by the UK Telegraph talk about Operation Antler, as the police investigation of the experiments was called. They found that the nerve agent trials had gone on as recently as 1989. So I'm just telling you folks that, Putin may be a monster, but we have monsters who operate in the UK and we have monsters who operate in the United States as well. Sometimes they do these experiments because they don't really know, perhaps, the harmfulness of this. I mean, we had nuclear explosions where we exposed troops to the fallout here in America. And maybe they didn't know. Or maybe they knew and didn't really care. You know, I was a certified scuba diver. And when I took the class, a couple of instructors who were severely maimed, it was kind of a warning to me. Maybe you don't want to do this. And they had been underwater welders. Very dangerous thing to do. And they'd both had severe accidents. And I was talking to them about the decompression tables. And they said, you know how they got the decompression tables? They did it by trial and error experiments on Navy divers. Well, yeah, that guy got bent. Let's wait a little bit longer next time. Just trial and error. They use soldiers as guinea pigs. They use the population as guinea pigs. They have a higher agenda that they feel that they are serving. And they don't feel that they have any kind of moral or legal culpability to you. We can see this over and over again from Western governments and from these same agencies that have their own assassination program. So this isn't anything that is unique to Russia. Russia does this kind of stuff as well. They don't have any moral compass in their government either. But who really benefits from this? We need to look at. But let's first of all look at the revenge motive. Everybody says, well, this guy betrayed the Russians, Sergei Skripal. I was calling him Skripal yesterday, I guess. That's my my southern pronunciation of these Russian names. It's Skripal. The emphasis is on a different syllable. Sergei Skripal, he was a double agent, and he was caught being a double agent. And there were two other guys that were caught at the same time, sentenced at the same time. They were both executed. He, on the other hand, was not. Even though one of these guys was the same rank and in the same intelligence division as him, he wasn't. He was given leniency. Why? Because he had some information that he wanted to give up. Oh, what would that be? So what they did was they gave him a 13-year prison sentence for treason instead of executing him for treason. And so the question is, you know, when he had some information that they wanted, what did he give up? Oh, that is something that maybe the UK would want to know, isn't it? Maybe they would want to do a prisoner exchange so they could get this guy back, who was a double agent, and make him a triple agent so he could tell them what he had told the Russians about them when he had betrayed the Russians to them. You get the point, right? This is a guy with no scruples. He'll betray his own people. He'll betray his own country. Then he will betray, of course, the British agents that he had talked to. Maybe he gave up some individuals. They wanted to know if he had done anything that would incriminate any British agents. So he serves 4 years in prison in Russia. Now, if Russia wanted to kill him, they could have killed him. Instead, they wanted the information war. And so you say, well, maybe they kept him in prison because they wanted to use him as a prisoner exchange. So they had him there for 4 years, and then they sent him to the UK in a prisoner exchange. Now, that was 8 years ago. If they really wanted to get even, they had 8 years that they could have killed him. And they could have made it look like a real accident. But they didn't. They didn't do that. I find that interesting. I find that works somewhat against the revenge motive. Now, the other thing that is kind of interesting is that the people that had turned him into a double agent, one of them was Christopher Steele. Does that name sound familiar? The dirty dossier Christopher Steele? And guess who he was working with just as this happened? Orbis, Christopher Steele, Pablo Miller, the two guys who had recruited him for MI6. We'll be right back.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, how you
doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You know, Consortium News points out that in any major criminal investigation, one of the basic questions an investigator is going to ask is who benefits and who had the means to pull this crime off? And those are questions that nobody is asking right now in the rush to enact their agendas and blame Russia. And that's fine. Yeah, I'm not Russian. I don't have any interest in protecting Russia, but they are being used as cover to push policies that nobody would otherwise allow, to push censorship of media. Because we had Mike Pompeo say, all this information that's coming out by WikiLeaks, all this tampering of the election by the Russians and so forth, these people don't have any First Amendment rights because they're not American citizens. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't have free speech on the internet, if you don't have a free internet, and that's really what they're arguing for, they're saying we've got to clamp down on the internet. We've got to do what China did. We need the same kind of control structures. We need to have a giant firewall here, just like they do in China. And we need to be able to come after anybody that prints anything that we don't like or questions anything that we have to say. And that's already happening with their surrogates at Google and Facebook and YouTube. Shutting down anybody that disagrees with their political agenda. And this is coming from the government, folks. They're using their surrogates right now saying, oh, they're private individuals. They can do this. But this is where this is all headed. So when we see Russia, Russia, Russia being used for this stuff, it's being used to take out Trump. It's being used to take away our freedoms. It's being used to take away our free speech. It's being used to surveil us. It's being used to push war. And you should be concerned about this. And people in Britain should be concerned about a nerve gas attack in their midst. But they weren't concerned about it when it was being done by their own country, by their own government, when it was being done by the facility that creates chemical warfare agents only 7 miles away from the site of where this happened. It's been very well documented. That's happened many times by the British government in the UK, just as the American government has done this in the US to its own citizens, to American citizens. Yeah, we should be concerned about that. We should stop that. It's just like when Megyn Kelly said, oh, did you see my interview with Putin? I said, I'm more concerned about what the CIA and the NSA and these people, Brennan and Clapper and Hayden, what they're doing to rig our election than I am the power that Putin has. They spent one thousandth of what Hillary Clinton did. They didn't rig the election. But I tell you, who has the power to rig the election? That's the collusion of the intelligence services and the mainstream media that have worked together for a very long time, and they want to shut that down. So let's talk about, you know, who has motive, who has opportunity. As Consortium News says, you know, when we look at it in that way, Russia comes in a distant fourth behind other prime suspects, the U.S., the U.K. intelligence agencies themselves, and those elements of the deep state that sought to prevent Trump from winning and to subsequently undermine his presidency. The primary motive being ascribed to the Russians is revenge for Skripal's treachery that happened more than a decade ago. And I just point out to you, they chose not to give him a, not to execute him for treason. They gave him a prison sentence. Then they traded him to the UK. The UK was anxious to find out what he had told the Russians about the UK agents that were running him. Let's take a look at who these UK agents were that were running him. We go back and look at this. In the early 1990s, Skripal was recruited by an MI6 agent, Pablo Miller. He was an MI6 agent in Tallinn, the capital of Estonia. His main task, Pablo Miller's main task, was to recruit Russians to provide information about their country to the British. And it's maybe coincidental or maybe not that the MI6 officer who was operating under diplomatic cover in Moscow at the time was Christopher Steele, who put together the Trump dossier. And when Steele returned to London, he ran MI6's Russia desk between 2006 and 2009. So the information that Skripal was disclosing would have been given to Christopher Steele. Now, what was happening recently? Well, recently, you had Miller working with British security consultancy named Orbis Business Intelligence. Who else works for that? Christopher Steele. It seems more than a coincidence that, and who else was working there? living in Salisbury, Skripal became friendly, according to a report in the UK newspaper, The Daily Telegraph, with none other than Pablo Miller, the guy who had turned him. And so Miller was working for Orbis. Christopher Steele was working for Orbis. Skripal was working, knew these guys. I don't know if he was working for Orbis. But as they point out, maybe it's more than a coincidence that these same three guys are together again, that these same three guys are together at this company, that these same three guys are, and that at the time we see that Christopher Steele is doing the dirty dossier, being paid by the DNC, being paid, being run by the same people who want wars everywhere. The John McCains, the CIA people, the FBI people under Obama, all these people that were together, they were all working with Christopher Steele, and he knew this guy pretty well. They're all together. They're at the same spot. Continuing association. And a continuing association at the same time that Steele was putting together the dirty dossier. At the same time. So, when you look at somebody who's got a motive with this, and now this is being put under the microscope, isn't it? People are saying, you know, what? Who was paying Christopher Steele? Who was he working with and so forth? And then one of the guys that he seems to have a long time association with turns up in an assassination attempt. That's very coincidental, isn't it? So anyway, I think that is interesting when we look at it. Could somebody else have done this? Could it be a terrorist group? Could it be is this something that could only come from Russia? As I pointed out yesterday, back in the early 90s, after the Soviet Union fell, and after Uzbekistan, which is the largest producer of this particular nerve gas. I mean, we're talking about a quarter of a century ago. This is not necessarily a state-of-the-art chemical weapon. Do you think other people could manufacture this? Well, the guy who did it said, yeah, all they have to do is read my book. But at the time that this was happening, this place was an arms bazaar. Here's a quote from the Irish Times. There was money to be made in those days when inflation had reached 2,500% in a single year. Those who were rich got rich by selling natural resources, and Russia basically turned into an arms bazaar for nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. Do you remember the panic that everybody had saying, we got to get control of these nukes? We're going to wind up with suitcase nukes. Remember that? The suitcase nukes? Where did that come from? Well, that was because everybody was selling off nuclear stuff. Everybody was very concerned that it was going to be taken by terrorists. That is a real concern. And it's a real concern that chemical weapons could have had the same thing happen to them as well. Why is that beyond the realm of consideration? It's a very reasonable consideration to look at. Nuclear, biological, and chemical things. And, you know, when we look at North Korea, he actually used a nerve agent, didn't he? Used a nerve agent. And he actually killed his target. We know that North Korea is one of a handful of nations that everybody knows manufactures nerve gas. We're told that Novichok, though, can only come from Russia, even though the British ambassador acknowledged, yeah, they've deleted all of their stuff at least 2 years ago. They don't have any stockpiles. They don't have any manufacturing facilities. And nobody else can make it. Well, then where is it? Where is it? And why do we have this conclusion to it? All right, we're going to take your calls. If you want to call in and join the show, 888-201-2244.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria that probiotics help displace, yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. If you want to join the show and comment, I'm going to get into some news here. I'm about to wrap up the Russian nerve gas, what I think is a false flag attack, the way this thing is being used. Not to say that nobody, that's not what a false flag is, basically, folks. You know, to say that, that something is a false flag is not to say that nobody died. Of course, nobody has died here yet. It's still a real attack. It's still a very dangerous attack. But you know, it's now become the narrative for people to say, oh, well, you said it's a false flag. Well, that means you don't think anybody died. No, it's more effective if somebody does die. That really does accomplish the purpose. You know, the Nazis really did burn down the Reichstag. They just blamed it on somebody else. That's the essence of a false flag. And so the question is, if they had a revenge motive, if they really wanted to get this guy so badly, why didn't they execute him like they did the other two people of the same rank when they caught him, who were traitors, who were convicted of treason? No, they kept him around. They wanted to hear what he had to say. They kept him in jail for 4 years. They traded him to the UK. They could have killed him for 8 years. They didn't do it then. If they wanted to kill him, they would have probably, I'm sure that by now the Russians have read the CIA handbook on assassination techniques. You know, first of all, you want to make it look like an accident. Let them fall from 30 feet or more. Make it look like they died in a car accident, you know, like Michael Hastings. Or, you know, if that doesn't work, then you can make it look like a suicide, you know, like Vince Foster or Gary Webb. Or you could have them be on an airplane that crashes, and then people find Ron Brown with two bullet holes in his head, you know, after the airplane crash. That type of thing. I mean, the Clintons know this. Certainly Russia knows this. Putin knows this. Yeah, the Clintons can do this type of stuff. The CIA can do this type of stuff. They obviously know not to do something and leave a big flag saying, I did it. It's me. This is the Russian work. You know, that's pretty stupid, isn't it? So motive, opportunity, who gains from this? I mean, the associations that this guy had with other UK individuals, or even the fact that they have a chemical weapons facility just 7 miles down the road that hasn't been particularly careful about things. None of these things are careful enough, and they all do experiments on people from time to time. Not that I think that this is an experiment. I'm not saying who I think did this. I'm just saying that when you look at who has motive and opportunity and who benefits from this, Russia is way, way down on the list if you're honest about this. But we're going to use this to push war, like Nikki Haley said. She said, look at this. We've had, you know, the Russians just keep having these gas attacks. And so she talks about things that happened in Syria. And those have been exposed as false flags. Thank you, Nikki. You just made the point for me. That people did that in Syria and said, look, these other people did it, so let's go attack. That's our justification for a war. And that's exactly what she's doing. And then she even brought in the situation with North Korea. I mean, we're told that Novichok is 8 times more toxic than the U.S. nerve gas, and yet these guys didn't die. I mean, they're about to die. They're in critical condition. They may die yet. But they didn't die, and it's 8 times more toxic. Kim Jong-un is better at this. Maybe we ought to make sure that it's not just nuclear weapons that are on the table for denuclearization. Maybe we should have them get rid of their biological and chemical weapons. They have very advanced programs on that as well. So it's not just their rocket program. It's not just their nuclear program. They've also got biological and chemical. Those are real weapons of mass destruction. Besides, no matter what Cory Booker tells you, no, Cory Booker has now graduated the AR-15 from a semi-automatic weapon to an assault weapon. And now he calls it, Cory Booker calls it, a weapon of mass destruction. No, we're talking about real weapons of mass destruction. And the people who have no qualms about using them are state actors, whether it is Putin or the CIA or MI6. Those people have no qualms about assassinating people, any of them. But the question is, will we use this to let them push us into war? Nikki Haley is just absolutely amazing to me. All right, let's get into some of the news. And again, if you want to call in the program, the number is 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. We'll open up the phone lines today for your comments if you want to join the program. We had yesterday a tragedy in Miami. Everybody is talking about it. The bridge that collapsed, and it was just put in place last Saturday. It had been pre-manufactured and put into place. They erected it in only 6 hours. And everybody's saying, look at this. This is great. Until it collapsed on Thursday and killed people who were stopped at a red light underneath it. And we don't know the exact number of people. There's at least 4 confirmed dead, but they haven't cleared the wreckage here. And then there's some amazing reports that I think put this in a new light. Some people have reported that it was being stress tested at the time. Seriously? You're going to do a stress test? test after this thing is, it's now up to six dead, they just told me. So they're still going through this. It may go up much higher. A real tragedy. But they're stress testing this as it's in place, as you've got cars parked underneath it. Is that correct? But also, these construction firms that are behind it have faced accusations twice before of unsafe practices. And, you know, when you look at this, it kind of reminds me of the argument that we're seeing here with protecting the schools. You know, we just had that video surface. At least one of the videos surfaced. The security guard there at in Parkland, Florida, at Stoneman Douglas High School. A video of him with his golf cart, and then he runs away. But then maybe there's another video of him standing somewhere, not going in. But, you know, we look at that, and what is the solution that Governor Rick Scott, the Rhino, wants to sell people? Well, we need more people like that. We need more police officers, uniformed officers assigned to protect schools like that. We don't want the people who are actually going to be under attack to have the ability to defend themselves and people that they know. No, we need more of that. That's like saying in this bridge collapse where you've got the company that has already had this happen twice before, and, you know, you've seen this many times with the government failing to protect people, not even able to if they want to, because it takes them a while to get to the event. But it's kind of like saying, let's have this bridge company, let's give them some more projects. We need more projects from those people. And that's what they're really saying when they take that approach. And, you know, when you look at engineering and you look at the fact that government has your best interest in heart and they're going to protect you, look at this story that came out on the Hill a couple of days ago. A judge has now ruled that the Army Corps of Engineers is to blame for Midwestern flooding. This is a federal judge ruled on Tuesday that the Army Corps of Engineers was responsible for recurring flooding in four different states that caused more than $300 million in damages. Why was that? Well, because their priority was not to protect people and property. Their priority was to protect the ecosystem and endangered species. Perhaps it's some snail darter somewhere or something. They said this is a lawsuit that was filed way back in 2014. They argued that the Corps had deprived people of their land without compensation. Ah, that sounds like the federal government, doesn't it? And that beginning in 2004, the Army Corps of Engineers began putting more emphasis on restoring ecosystems for threatened and endangered species. So first of all, steal the land from the people. And then the people that you don't steal the land from, I don't care if it floods their homes. I don't care if it kills them in the flood. That's your government there to protect you. And it was a group of hundreds of farmers and landowners who demanded compensation after Firestone's ruling that the Corps make flood control a top priority for the Missouri River, reports the AP. And, you know, we have, as I was talking about, the different solutions. In New York, even the solution of arming teachers, after we've seen the failure of the Broward County Sheriff's Department to protect people, de Blasio even rejects that. In New York, you've got some liberals who want gun control, but they say, but at least give the uniformed policemen these weapons. And de Blasio says no, and they can't believe it. Because de Blasio's reasoning is that there's nothing more terrifying, he said, than putting more guns in our kids' schools. So even if you've got uniformed police officers, de Blasio hates it that much. The guy who went to a die-in and was surrounded by armed guards. Oh, he's not afraid to have armed guards around him. He just doesn't want you to have them around your children. And he certainly doesn't want you to have the ability to protect yourself and your loved ones. Stay right back and stay with us. We'll be right back. 888-201-2244.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
On the bank of the river stood running bare.
I figured out where Elizabeth Warren got her cover story. Listen to this.
Side of the river stood as lovely.
This is her ancestors. 1960. Johnny Preston.
Such a lovely sight to see.
Running Bear and Little White Dove.
With each other, so their love could never be. Running Bear.
Running Bear. That's a 1960 novelty song by Johnny Preston. I think it's probably a one-hit wonder. I don't ever remember that again. Kind of a novelty song, a little bit of a double entendre there for the teenagers. Running Bear. He spelled it B-E-A-R. It sounds very much like Elizabeth Warren's origin story. You know, Pocahontas, whatever you want to call her. It was, or Liawatha. That's what James Wood called her on Twitter. I'm going to get to calls in just one moment. But yeah, it was a week ago today that I read the story about the newspaper that was challenging her. Said, just take a DNA test. You can put this all to rest. You only had to spit in a cup and only cost $99. We'll even pay for it. How about that? And then the following Sunday, this last Sunday, She came on and gave her origin story. She claimed last Sunday that her racist paternal grandparents did not approve of her parents' wedding because her mother had Cherokee blood and they had to elope. Running Bear, Little White Dove. You know, my mom and dad were born and raised out in Oklahoma. My daddy was in his teens when he fell in love with my mother. She was a beautiful girl who played the piano. She was head over heels in love with her, and he wanted to marry her, and his family was bitterly opposed to that because she was part Native American. So eventually my parents eloped, she said. And the problem with that, as Breitbart reports, is that a Cherokee genealogist who researched her family said that's total bunk. It's about as realistic as the song I just played for you. Cherokee genealogist Twyla Barnes debunked her claim way back in 2016. She's still selling this phony story. And this was recently reported by Washington Times. I went back and looked at this 2016 blog where she exposed it. And she said that her parents had a typical wedding for that period of time. She said, the problem with Warren's story is that none of the evidence supports it, wrote Barnes. Her genealogy shows no indication of Cherokee ancestry. Her parents' wedding doesn't look like an elopement, and additional evidence doesn't show any indication of her herring grandparents being Indian haters. Get that? Her grandparents were herrings. This is a red herring story. despite the genealogist's revelations, the progressive Massachusetts senator continues to tell people she has a Native American history. So, Pocahontas, Hiawatha has a red herring story, and she's going to stick to it. And it's just as realistic as Running Bear. I don't know, Little White Dove, is she Little White Dove? We should start calling her Little White Dove instead of Pocahontas. Let's go to Logan in Indianapolis. Thanks for joining us, Logan. Go ahead.
Hey.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Please bear with me for a moment while I try to explain this. Okay, the secret to the universe is this. The smallest unit of everything is the largest. Therefore, if the smallest unit of matter is the atom, then every atom is the universe. Every atom isn't an alternate universe. It's all one universe. This is why scientists got the misconception that there possibly being multiple universes. Also, this easily explains the force that is holding the universe together, because the whole universe is within every atom.
Well, that's an interesting idea. I don't really believe that. I believe that Christ and the Word created the universe. I believe that everything is held together by Him. But thanks for calling. Let's go to Sandra in Mississippi. Go ahead, Sandra.
Hi, David.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call. Well, I'm just going to give you just a brief history. I started listening to InfoWars in 2016 during the election. And
oh, good.
I really enjoyed it and enjoyed watching your show evolve as it has.
Well, thank you.
Well, this morning I just woke up and I was listening, and you were talking about Hillary Clinton this morning. And my question is just why don't they go after her? It just drives me nuts. I wake up every day.
It is a good question.
Is that witch in prison yet?
I know. It is a good question. Ever since James Comey came out and said, look, she committed all these crimes. And I was watching it live with my wife. I said, I can't believe it. He went there. He said she committed felonies. And then he did something even more unbelievable. He said, I'm not going to go after her. And then he did something even more unbelievable than that. And he said, but don't you try this at home. And as I pointed out with Christian Saucier, who I interviewed on Sunday after he was pardoned on Saturday by President Trump, the guy who went to jail for a year because he took some photographs in the submarine that he was going to be leaving as souvenirs. And those are instantly born confidential. And typically that's handled within the service, and they'll knock you down a rank or something like that. But it was the Obama administration and these same people at the FBI that went after him in a civil case for violating national security, the same people that wouldn't prosecute her. And I don't understand, Sandra, I don't understand why Jeff Sessions hasn't done something about this. Just like I don't understand why President Trump is trying to appease these people on the Russians hacked the election narrative. That is not only insane, but it is a very bad strategy, I think.
Yeah, I listened to you talk about this morning, and I don't know. It just blows my mind. I'm like, what is wrong with our government?
Yeah.
It's twisted. It's just it's a feeling of it just being evil and twisted. But Trump is not evil, but it's just that.
Well, you know, he's in an area here. Look, we understand how corrupt the entire structure is there and how pervasive this corruption is and how politicized it is and how they oppose him. And so certainly I understand that he's got to try to move things slowly. You know, I'm frustrated with it. I'm frustrated that that he thinks he's going to appease this. You know, Roger Stone understands the political situation there. He had said from the very beginning that Trump needs to move quickly to go on the offensive against some of these people and needs to shut down, you know, this Mueller investigation or whatever. But he said from the beginning he needed to not necessarily need to shut down the Mueller investigation, but he said that he needed to go after Hillary Clinton. And so did Alex. All of us believe that. You know, Trump is doing something different. We'll just have to hope that he's doing the right thing. I understand how big the enemy is that is there. He's totally surrounded by what's going on there. It's just frustrating to see this thing continue to go.
Well, I just hope that, I hope nothing happens to him because I believe in him, but it is frustrating. And for me, I wish he would have gone in on day one and just, instead of being Mr. Nice Guy, I would have liked to see him just slash, you know, people and get them out. But it seems like it's causing things to drag on and drag on. And
well, I'll tell you what, I think the most dangerous thing that's happened is the turn that we have seen happen in the last 24 hours. The fact that President Trump has come in and said, yeah, okay, the Russians hacked the election. And then that didn't appease them. Instead, Mueller is now expanding this and going into many years ago, all the complex international financial dealings of all these different businesses that President Trump had. I'm telling you, that is a fishing expedition that is a minefield. It is far more dangerous than if President Trump were to go in without lawyers and talk to Mueller and a staff of lawyers and have them try to entrap him on perjury or something. This is far more dangerous because it is so complicated than if he were to have a one-on-one interview. And so I'm really concerned about what's going to happen with that as that moves forward and gets expanded. Thank you, Sandra. Let's go to Barbara in Washington State. Barbara, go ahead.
Hi, David. It's so good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you.
A first-time caller.
Oh. Well, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much. You make our news for the morning over here on Washington State.
Oh, thank you. Are you listening on radio?
No, I actually get you on YouTube still.
Oh, okay. We do have a radio station on the western part of Washington State. I think it's Forks, Washington. We have an affiliate there.
Oh, Forks is not very far from where I live. Just up through the.
Oh, cool. Well, that's great. What did you want to talk about today?
Well, I think Sandra's comments were just wonderful, for one thing. She's got it right on.
Slapping down Hillary, you mean?
I'm sorry?
Slapping down Hillary?
Well, yes, and President Trump, the first day, if it were me, I would have nailed those people big time, you know, right away.
Yeah, yeah.
My concern right today is, the MSM, I think, is trying to really redirect us because the Democrats and the Congress that are liberals are trying to make peace, I think, with those of us that are conservative and libertarian and patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm concerned so many times. I'm 58. I'll be 58 tomorrow. And so many times I have seen them make peace with us, and then they go ahead and do what they want anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Hang on. If you want to hang on through the break, I'll be right back. You got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with your calls.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides. But more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to callers, and we picked up Barbara in Washington State just before we had to take a break. So I want to be fair to her and let her have a chance to finish her call. Go ahead, Barbara. And then we've got a lot of other calls about guns. We've got a call about the bridge, and we've got Hillary, even a call about Hillary. So go ahead, Barbara in Washington State.
Can you hear me, David?
I hear you.
Good. My main concern right now is that, you know, I don't want the conservatives and patriots and libertarians to fall for this confusion of MSM giving us a whole spiel of things that are so not where the fight really is. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to call to kind of to talk that over with you. Do you feel that way as well?
Yes, you know, they're always going to misdirect us to something else. And I think in the wake of the Pennsylvania special election that we just had, President Trump said this guy, the Democrat who appears to have won, although I don't know they've necessarily finalized the counts, very, very close. The guy who appears to have won, he said he campaigned like me, but he's going to vote with Nancy Pelosi. People need to understand that. And quite frankly, I've heard a lot of people, you know, from Fox News and elsewhere saying this guy is with Trump on all of the issues. Well, quite frankly, as I said before the election, I read you quotes from this guy saying that he believed that, oh, yeah, I don't want to see any abortions, but the Supreme Court has declared that it's a right and we don't take rights away from people. It's like, oh, you don't? I see them taken away from me all the time. And what about the right to life? And then on Obamacare, he wanted to keep Obamacare going. He didn't like the tax cut and so forth and so on. Guns, he wanted to have gun control. So I didn't see any place really where he wasn't a traditional Democrat. So I don't agree with him. I know that he portrayed himself as being with Trump because of the tariffs on steel. And I know that he was a more attractive, younger candidate. I think those two things were what won it for him. But he is not a conservative. He may have fooled people into thinking that he was a conservative Democrat, but there really isn't such a thing. We've seen this happen with Joe Manchin in West Virginia. This guy votes with the pack that he runs with. He puts himself out there as being a very conservative Democrat, but in reality, that doesn't really exist. It's hard enough to get a conservative Republican, let alone a conservative Democrat. That's the way I feel, Barbara.
Yes, I completely agree with you. And I have followed politics just as a, you know, a hobby ever since I was in grade school. And I see the exact same thing with mm-hmm. that you're telling, David, is absolutely true. And we I was very thankful that President Trump said that in Pennsylvania. I saw
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah. Well, yeah, and it's, you know, some people follow it.
I agree. Some people follow politics, they find it interesting or they find it a hobby, but I always think about the old expression, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is interested in you. You may want to take this, I mean, you know, people follow sports because they get interested in a team and they get loyalties to a team and so forth. That doesn't affect your life. But the things these people do, unfortunately, does affect your life. Thank you so much for calling us, Barbara. Let's go to Danny in Virginia. Danny, you want to talk about Hillary? Go ahead.
Good morning, David. Good to be on here. I think it's a gray male issue. It's a deep state thing where anybody that wants to prosecute Hillary gets told by the senior executive managers in the continuity of government system that they will be exposing state secrets. She'll rat them out. So they tell them that you can't prosecute her because she'll rat out all the secrets.
Yeah. And she'll rat out these rats in Washington who, in many ways, I mean, there's a lot of tentacles there because the Clintons have been running this corruption network for a long time. I mean, when we talk about this investigation, we've talked about the connections with Mueller and Comey and Rosenstein back to even the Uranium One situation. And so these guys have been there for a long time. It's a crony network of corruption. I think you're exactly right, Danny. Stay with us when we come back. I know we didn't get give you too much time. I want to be fair with you. We got Danny. We've got Paul in Chicago, Bobby in Texas, Brian in Maryland, Will in New Orleans, and we'll be right back and take more of your calls. The number is 888-201-2244. We'll be right back.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking phone calls. We're talking to Danny from Virginia at the top of the hour about Hillary Clinton. He said, I think maybe it's gray mail. I think they've warned a lot of these people that she's going to spill the beans on a lot of national security. So don't give her up. I think probably also blackmail. This is a woman who's got a lot of stuff on a lot of people. And a lot of these people have helped her in one way or the other. And it's like, oh, you take me down, I'm taking you guys down as well. So I think they've got personal exposure. Most of these people at the top have a personal exposure to her. But there's a lot of different ways that she can get her tentacles in this whole organization. But it is a good old boy network of corruption, isn't it, Danny?
Yeah, it's institutionalized. It's the senior executive service continuity of government system doesn't get spoken about enough. Even by you people, it's odd that this exists, and it sounds like an urban legend that it couldn't possibly be true, but the more you look into it, the more disturbing it gets.
Well, I agree, and when we look at the reaction to the firing of Comey, I mean, you would think that President Trump had dropped a nuclear weapon on somebody. Right. Because they saw that as an existential threat to them. They believe that by getting a job in the federal government, they have a lucrative job for life and a pension to follow the afterlife after they get out of Washington. And so when they see that the president would fire somebody, they take that as a personal threat. And they don't want to have the idea that anybody that is in Washington could be possibly exposed to some kind of criminal action. I mean, just look at the situation surrounding McCabe. This is a guy who's got multiple ethics violations here. They're trying to portray this as being something that is vindictive by President Trump if they take any action, if Sessions fires him before he gets his golden parachute. But it's people inside there that had come up with claims against them. One lady in particular who had been very effective and had a lawsuit against him, Robin Gritz, and she's been fighting him inside the FBI, and she's went into a tweet storm talking about how unfair everything there was. And yet I seriously doubt that they're going to do anything to McCabe, because, you know, these people, they have their pensions and their jobs, and they are ironclad and protected.
Yep, they're dug in.
Yeah. So that's the protecting the institution. So protect, some of these people want to protect themselves personally with Hillary because they could be blackmailed. A lot of these people want to protect the sanctity of their eternal jobs and the bureaucracies that they work for. And other people, I think, as you're pointing out, gray mail. I mean, maybe they're worried that Hillary Clinton's just going to go nuclear and expose nuclear secrets. But I think those first two things are probably the predominating things that are happening. They're protecting the institution and the sanctity of permanent employment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Danny. I appreciate that. Let's go to Paul in Chicago. You wanted to talk about guns. And, you know, Paul, there's an article here that I was going to get to during the news. I didn't get to it. From Zero Hedge, U.S. Navy medics prepare for combat by treating gunshot victims in Chicago. They said there is so much violence there. They said, you know, when we put these guys in, even though we've trained them how to do this stuff, when you put them in a real situation and somebody has been shot and they're bleeding out, these people don't necessarily, you kind of panic in a situation like that. So we wanted to have them get experience. And they said one third of the 2016 spike in homicides across the United States came from just five Chicago neighborhoods. Let's talk about that. See that spike there in the red chart, that if you're looking at that? That spike from 510 to 808, and this is per, let's see, it's per how many people that they've got. I'm not seeing that on here. Maybe that's per 100,000 or something. But that spike that we saw, a 30% spike, that is from just five Chicago neighborhoods. And so they send the Navy medics there to get into that war zone, because it is a war zone. It's a gang war. It's a drug war. And it is a gun-free zone, isn't it, Paul?
You know, hey, David, first off, thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
Funny, it's actually funny that you mentioned it. I actually live in one of the safe neighborhoods in Chicago. I'm on the north side, so my neighborhood is very safe. So a lot of the things that you hear in the news, they don't particularly happen in my neighborhood. But for my job, I travel out to those quote-unquote gangland neighborhoods pretty often. So it's just like a really extreme difference between, you know, kind of where I live in Chicago and some of the places that I travel for work. But I wanted to call and actually clarify something about some of the things that you had said on your show. I think despite popular belief, we actually have conceal and carry in Chicago. I'm actually a concealed and carry owner myself.
So we
can actually carry guns, just average citizens. A lot of the gun violence in Chicago is not through, obviously, people that carry concealed and carry legally. But it's a lot of, illegal guns found on the street. It's a lot of, it's mostly just through the, these gangs that are, in Chicago. But, what's kind of funny with these new Chicago laws, in order for somebody to legally own a firearm, you have to jump through so many different hoops.
And that's what we're talking about when we talk about it being a gun-free zone. I know that, you know, you can get one, but it's extremely, extremely difficult. Just, you know, President Trump, when he was, before he was president, he got a concealed carry permit from what people said in New York. It's very difficult in New York. It's very difficult in Chicago. It can be done, but they try to make it very difficult and very rare. And they're always looking for ways to make it even more difficult, aren't they?
And very expensive. It's, you know, $600-$700 just to kind of go through the hoops and, you know, pay off the right government entity to allow you to get the conceal and carry. You have to take a class. You have to get a FOID card. So it's very time consuming and very expensive, which, you know, you talk about these areas that have a lot of gang violence. These are very poor neighborhoods. So even somebody that was an upstanding citizen in those neighborhoods, they wouldn't be able to afford to get a conceal and carry legal, which is one of the reasons why there's so many, illegal guns being put on the streets that are being used by these gangs. So,
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did want to clarify that because, you know, I thought it was important. There is a few of us in Chicago that do carry legally. It's just not easy.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Yeah, when we talk about being a gun-free zone, it's not gun-free in the sense that that the schools have been declared gun-free. But, of course, you know, that doesn't keep the guns out of the schools either. But what's going on in those neighborhoods, as you correctly pointed out, is a gang competition. It's kind of like what we had with Al Capone when the rival gangs during alcohol prohibition were shooting each other up on the street. That's what you always get with prohibition. And I think people need to think about that. They need to look at the drug war in Mexico and the 30,000+ people a year that are killed there. There's nowhere on earth where people are being killed more than in Mexico, except in Syria. That's the only place where there's more people being killed. And in Syria, you have the assistance of big military weapons to kill people, you know, bombs and rockets and stuff like that. In Mexico, it's all small weapons fire, and it's part of the drug war. That's one of the reasons I don't support prohibition, is because that's always a byproduct of that. And, of course, it hasn't stopped anybody from getting access to drugs or getting addicted to drugs. And it is a massive violation of our Constitution. We got 420 coming up pretty soon. I think people need to start talking 1018, the 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment. Both of those show that the government does not have authority for prohibition. Thank you, Paul. Let's go to Bobby in Texas. You also want to talk about guns. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hi, David. Big fan of yours. Bobby
thank
Rickles
you.
Here from New Braunfels. How's it going?
Thank you. Well, thanks for joining us. Go ahead. What do you want to say about guns? Go ahead.
Well, I just don't understand. They're coming for our Second Amendment rights to own guns, and they ain't even gonna, I mean, are they gonna come for our bridges too? They won't even come for the, I mean, what is going on in sweet Jesus' name? I just don't understand this government and what's happening.
Well, you know what? It is a total welfare and total warfare. As I've said before, you know, military talks about what their battle plans are. What they've got three primary goals, don't they? They want to control the way you move. They want to control the way you communicate. And they want to control the way that you can shoot. If they can take those three things away from you, movement, communication, and your ability to shoot, they control you. And we see this happening. It's Agenda 21. It's gun control. They want to lock you in the cities. They want to take away your ownership. They want to take away your privacy. They want to take your ability to move about freely. And, of course, they want to take away your guns. That's a very important part of it. They're going to do it gradually. They're going to offer you some nice little shiny toys to take away your speech and your movement ability. But they're going to do it. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more calls. Thank you.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin, mineral,
Real Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're taking phone calls. If you want to join the program, the number is 888-201-2244. That's our toll-free number, 888-201-2244. The local number is 512-646-4426. And Wayne in New Jersey has been holding for a while. Thank you for holding, Wayne. Go ahead.
Hey, what I wanted to ask you is, what's with the indoctrination of these youthful idiots? You know, there was always indoctrination. Even when I was a kid, it was the flag and nationalism and the Catholic religion.
That's right.
But now it's the indoctrination of complete and utter non-moralism, globalism, and taking our natural God-given rights away, right? Like on an instrument of protection, I call that AKA guns. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel that pretty soon they're going to want to come in my house and take my Hayden chef
That's right. Away. Yeah, here's the thing. You're absolutely right. It used to be that one set of values was put on them, and now the government's got a different set of values. But the common thing here, the way I see it, Wayne, is that the government is instilling its values into your children. Now, conservatives and everybody liked it when the government's values coincided with what they were teaching. Now we don't like it, but I think the problem is that in so many cases, when we see these things go off the rail, our instinct is to, well, let's not get rid of the institution or significantly reform it or change its structure or, you know, the hierarchy of this thing. Let's just try to take it back and take this over again. I take the approach that I want to install my values in my children. I want the freedom to be able to do that. I don't want education to be run from Washington. When I look at Betsy DeVos, she looks like a deer caught in the headlines. I'll agree with. Yeah, she's caught in the headlines as well. But when she doesn't have the answers for this stuff, I don't expect somebody in Washington to have all the answers about how to run local education. We shouldn't even be asking them to solve that problem for us. So we, first of all, should shut down the Department of Education. It was created by Jimmy Carter. And it had been less than 4 years old when Ronald Reagan campaigned against it, said, I'm going to shut it down. He failed to do that. And I think that's the first thing we need to do is start pulling education back at least to the local level if we don't just take control of it ourselves as parents. And so I think it's a fatal mistake
for conservatives to think, okay, that's all right. We got the White House now. We got the government. So let's put our conservative in charge of the Department of Education, and then we'll have this top-down approach to everybody. I don't like government educating kids at all. I think if we're going to have free speech, if we're going to have freedom of religion, we have to have freedom of education, or you're never going to have those two goals in practice. I mean, well, what do you think?
Yeah, David, I completely agree. I just think this non-moralistic stuff is out of control right now. I think that's always been the case to a certain extent, or is this the product of the younger generation acquiring this way of thinking from social media and the communications infrastructure?
I think it's actively done by the government. Look, this whole thing of, and we see it in governments across Western countries, this whole idea of pushing the transgender agenda on kids starting in kindergarten and doing it all 12 years, or pushing climate change and things like that. That started when I was in high school, pushing the climate change stuff. I was in high school when the first Earth Day came out. And I know what, I mean, I wasn't buying it then, but they've been teaching it to the kids continually since then. We had Bill Ayers create with the Weather Underground. They created the idea of white skin privilege so they could create division by race in this country. That has now become an adopted part of the curriculum. He went into education. He stopped bombing buildings and he started bombing our kids' minds. So they've incorporated these types of values, and that's what's being taught. I mean, when I was in school, they taught us about a Brave New World. Now the schools are Brave New World.
Yeah.
You know, there's a story here that I got in terms of talking about the way they indoctrinate kids. You know, let me give you an interesting story here. Parents pulled their daughter, who was 7 years old, out of a school after she was portrayed as a racist character in a play for the class. So they got 7 years old kids and they put on a play about segregation and integration and the racist Jim Crow laws or whatever in the South. Now, this is a little bit beyond the comprehension of 7 year olds. Okay, so they have this, the parents go to watch this play, and all the kids are black except for their daughter, who's white. And they have her saying, go home, cursed is the man who integrates, and so forth. So they had her playing a racist, and they were shocked and appalled. And they said, giving her the position of a white supremacist at the age of 7 was unacceptable. I was shaking. All I wanted to do was to run to the school and ask him if they had lost their mind. I was in disbelief. I couldn't believe what I had witnessed was true. But see, this is the way the governments see the white kids. And this is the way they want the white kids to see themselves, as racist. And that's going to be hammered into her for the entire 13 years. And so it's good that the parents saw this. They saw this at an early age. They pulled their kids out of that school. But this is permeated. These are the values that are being instilled from the top down. This transgender agenda, the whole thing with the bathrooms, that's part of it that was coming from the federal government, coming from Obama, and this is their social engineering agenda that they're foisting on the kids.
Yeah, agree 100%, David. Hey, great talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Kathy in Tennessee. Go ahead, Kathy. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing? And thank you for having me on the show, David.
Well, thank you for holding.
You're very welcome. Thank you. I wanted to talk about the all-popular, horrible censorship of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, yeah. But Twitter specifically in our case. And I've got a story I need to get a microphone on right now.
Okay,
my name is Kathy Schell. I am the co-producer of a new 3D Christian motion picture project. And we recently released a pro-life video. My partner is in the industry, of the motion picture industry, that can get these movies out, and we have been totally just invisible on Twitter.
First of all, give us the name of your project or your movie, so people can look.
Sure, please. We need all the help we can get. It's go to www.orbitermovie.com. That is O-R-B-I-T-E-R.
Orbiter.com. Orbitermovie.com. Okay.
And the actual producer and strategist of all these things that we've been doing is David Rosler. There's a link under the poster or under the 2D video trailer. That's a mock-up that he did. So it's a link to his website to show his accolades and credentials of 35 years.
So are they shutting you down on Twitter?
They are kind of shadow banned us. But not only are they shadow banning us, if you see on that orbitermovie.com, goes much more. There's a couple of tabs there. One of them is about the Twitter censorship that is shocking to everyone. And mm-hmm. when you roll all the way down there, you're going to see these attacks and death threats to me by a handful of people that are working within Twitter. This has been going on. That's a tiny sampling of people that are working within and enabled by Twitter's Del Harvey, the safety and trust head. And I don't know if it's public knowledge, but she, her only job before was as Allison Shea, of the co-founder of Perverted Justice. There's a lot of information on there.
Okay, well, that's good. People need to look at that and look at a test case of how this is being enacted. Yeah, they have so much power over people. It is absolutely amazing what they can do. I've got a story here about Facebook. A Western Journal says Facebook's algorithm change has disproportionately hit conservative sites. They said overall, they're down 14%, while liberal sites are up 2%. But they said if you take out Fox News, they're down 32.5%. Because that's what Fox News wants. That's what Rupert Murdoch wants. He wants to make sure that everybody else is taken out, and they're still there, and they get paid by Facebook. That's another part of the censorship. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt weak. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure D deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're taking your calls. If you want to join the program, that number is 888-201-2244. Again, that toll-free number is 888-201-2244. I want to go back to Kathy and give her a chance to finish up. She was talking about being shadow banned on Twitter. Go ahead, Kathy.
Okay, thank you so much. I was going to add, if everyone would please go to orbitermovie.com, orbitermovie.com. Look at the Twitter tab and what's going on. But my co-producer, I mean, not co-producer, the producer of this motion picture, it goes well beyond that. So when you look at that tab, you scroll down and see the fight that we're in. If you look at the crowdfunder, we can't be seen. Twitter has made it to where we can't get a following. They're ruining our lives. They're ruining our funds. They're ruining his career to the point of he's getting blacklisted now up there, trying to do these Christian motion pictures to reach the young people to change that indoctrination Hollywood's doing. And we can do it. But he's gone so far as to be an activist, because if you look at the updates on the crowdfunder off that website, he is now working with a ranking senator. And that ranking senator has given him a case number to give the additional information about Twitter safety, who's running it, via Gabby, their lead counsel. We have taken an activist stand. I had sent a letter to Via Gabby and Donald Trump back a while back with a CD of these, the threats and the death threats that I've gotten, some of which are shown on the website.
I agree. It's absolutely amazing. And as I said, it's not just Twitter. Twitter does it, like you point out, shadow banning. You don't know that you have been censored. I mean, when YouTube shuts you down, you know it. When they take your channel away, you know it. But they do that and they shadow ban people. Thank you, Kathy. You know, as I was saying before, Facebook has had this algorithm change. And since they've changed the algorithm, you can see that overall, conservative publishers have lost an average of 14%, but liberal websites have gained 2%. But that's distorted by Fox News, which transcends this, because they're going to keep Fox News in the loop. You've got Rupert Murdoch is going to make sure of that. But when you take Rupert out of the loop, then it's down by 32%. So really what they're not just taking out conservative sites, but taking out independent conservative news. And take a look at what they did to President Trump. Since they did this new algorithm change, they've taken President Trump's Twitter feed, a guy who's got tens of millions of people. The president of the United States, the guy who's probably done more for Twitter to put it on the map than anybody else, and they're basically shutting down his traffic a great deal. It's down 45%. And so you've got one person at Facebook, Campbell Brown, has said that Facebook now has, quote, a point of view when it comes to news. So they have a bias. They have a point of view. At least they're admitting they got a bias and a point of view. Well, we all know that they do. But they're putting that there. And in a comment to Breitbart News, the people who put this stuff together said they are, in other words, making editorial decisions rather than allowing users to choose what posts get the most traction through likes, shares, and other interactions. Facebook is literally saying to users that they don't care what sites or people or news outlets a user likes on Facebook. They will determine what news you get to see. Those who like the words and the deeds of a publisher to me, and not only that, but publisher with an agenda. They say it's a monopoly, and it is, and it should be treated by the federal government as such. So you got Facebook doing that. You got Twitter, as Kathy's pointing out, shadow
banning their movie, orbitermovie.com, and you can go there and see specifically what they've documented that has been happening there. And, of course, YouTube has shut down so many independent conservative sites, threatening us with shutdown. This is a very serious situation because we have used the Internet as a way to transcend the top-down hierarchical legacy media, to get around the big bucks, to be able to talk to each other and to share information that we find interesting, to essentially have committees of correspondence, to have a public town hall. And yet these people take it over and they're used as surrogates for the government censorship. I've seen this before. I've said we see this with independents and with third parties. You go through a strenuous ballot access process that the Republicans and Democrats never have to go through. And then when you jump through all those hoops, when you spend so much of your precious little money, because we don't have the money as independents and third parties that the big people who are shilling for these large corporations and special interests do, because we're just there because we care about the issues. So you spend a lot of money and a lot of time, you get on the ballot, and then you get excluded from the debates. And they can do this, they say, because, oh, it's not the government that's holding the debates, it's a private organization. And that is the model of censorship that they're using with this monopoly that they've created with social media. They would give, and interestingly enough, it was the press organizations that would be running the debates. And the press organizations didn't want to have a lively discussion. The press organizations didn't want to have a First Amendment. They wanted to suck up to the Republicans and Democrats who were going to give them access, give them interviews. And so that's what I've seen happen many times, and that same model is being done on the national and international stage by these people. So if you want to push back on that, one of the things that you can do is to support us with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. They do all types of things to keep us from serving ads about our products on other websites or to keep us from getting ads served on our website. They try to shut us down on these social media platforms just like they do you. They shadow ban us. They reduce our views. I mean, take a look at the ratio of comments to views, or take a look at what my videos get on other platforms versus what they get on my own platform. You can see what's happening here. If you want to get around that, if you want to support InfoWars, help us to get onto radio stations and so forth, we're here free to air. If you want to talk to your local radio station about this, I'm sure with the bankruptcy of iHeartRadio, that was leveraged up to the hilt by Bain Capital. Thanks, Mitt Romney. You did a great job of taking away, putting a lot of independent news out there on radio stations in jeopardy. But, you know, the fundamental business model of radio is still very strong. They still reach more people than Facebook does. And so that's another outlet that we can go to. But if you want to help us financially, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Myco ZX Plus, a new formulation of Myco ZX to help you to fight toxins and to purge the toxins, detoxify your body. Myco ZX Plus is now 50% off, and we have Alexa Pure Breeze, our revolutionary air purification system. Looks great, works great, silent. Very interesting, attractive unit because it's got that little wave there that changes light color as it detects toxins and substance in the air. You can see that it's detected something. It'll even speed itself up, pull those things out, change the color, go from blue up to purple or maybe even to red, and then gradually take the colors back down. So you can see it working because you can't hear it. It's good to have that. It's been very effective in my home. That is now $50 off. Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's go back to our callers. Let's go to Antone in San Francisco. Go ahead, Antone.
Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I wanted to speak about God. I had a prayer from a book of writing. I'd imagine, you know, God is a problem with some people, but, you know, they ban certain stuff nowadays. But like I was saying, let me say this prayer. God's castle of justice, may it stay there for the love of God and to stop the result of a world without justice. Look for those without God's justice. There can absolutely be no justice in the heavens and in space. There can be, so there's a possibility. The most just bodies to be born on earth or in the heavens are not in control. And those bodies in space and time in the bodies of space and time create God's castle of justice in the heavens and on earth. For no justice to hold the light so that you may go into the dark and away from the light. And I had some other news, craft, stalker, mental code. I had some stuff, just weird stuff. And mental code is a constitutional mechanism away from the
light. All right, we got to go to break. Thank you, Antone. And absolutely, God is in control. He is just and he is merciful. Thank you. We'll take your calls, 888-201-2244. We'll be right back.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this. My family takes this. And then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off. Because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Again.
we're taking phone calls. Let's go to Jason in Florida. Jason, you want to talk about Russia? Go ahead.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
It's been a while since I've talked to you. Last time I talked to you was on the first night of the War Room when you were hosting with Owen and Leanne McAdoo. It's been a long time. First off, I want to say congratulations, David. It's such a great job. Such a fantastic show. And you really, you have a way of explaining things and putting the truth out there for not only liberty, but, you know, just the freedom of speech. And one of the things I wanted to talk about with the Russia topic is if this doesn't scream point a finger, David, I'm really concerned with the direction that the president's getting right now. I know he's privy to more information than we are, and I understand that. I'm not going to say, oh, well, how does he know? I'm not a fan of that. You know, he does get a lot of intel briefings, prior service military myself, holding the TS clearance. I know what that's like to not be able to say anything. But at the same time, can we really trust the British government, not only the ties to the Steele dossier and all the other issues with Steele and all these other intelligence organizations, but can we trust any EU representatives at this point based on just not only the tariffs, but also on the situations of the immigration? Yeah, I mean, we've got the French. Basically, all we have left, David, is Europe. In Europe is Poland.
That's right. Well, you know, we look at what the president gets. We look at what the president gets from his advisors, right? One of the things that came out about Gina Haspel was that as she was torturing this guy who turned out to be a very low-level official with Al-Qaeda, that she took that intelligence information and fed it to the Pentagon, and they used that as the basis for the Iraq War. Now, President Trump actually knew better from looking at it from the outside than the people who were on the inside being gaslighted with this information. Once the people at the Pentagon looked at this and said, this is the product of torture, we've been misled. And so it's not only that, the fact that they get there, they have their uniforms, they have their ranks, they have their position, they speak authoritatively to you, and then they control, as Michael Kelly is controlling now, controlling President Trump's access to other information. So in some respects, he may be misinformed. In some respects, he may be uninformed. And so that's something that is very concerning when we see what happens to that. I mean, it is something of a bubble that they put you in when you get to the White House. And they can come in and they can really gaslight an individual who is there by saying, look at all this special stuff. They can put together a very effective presentation, tell you we got inside information these other people don't know. And we can see the results of what happened with that in the war. The second Iraq War, for example, or even the first one.
Absolutely. And as a veteran of both the Iraq and Afghanistan war, serving from 01 to 05, I can tell you firsthand what these intel briefs look like. I worked with not only special operations, but CIA operations. And I can tell you that we knew better than some of the intel and information that they were trying to pass on to higher commands. And we kind of shook our head as lower level non-commissioned officers, and some of us officers just kind of shook our head with the actual reality of intel in the battlefield, as well as you're talking about. There's, what, 13 million immigrants coming through Europe so far? I mean, let's be honest here. They keep saying 3 and then 5. They don't know. They have a problem right in their backyard. And for all we know, these people are gaining employment on equal opportunity basis, like what you've got going on with the big tech companies. If you don't think, I mean, we see equal opportunity employment here in the United States, and that dictates who and when and what you can employ. I say what because of this whole gender nonconformity thing. I don't want to leave anybody out. But at the same time, how do we know that that's not occurring in the higher education levels, like in that particular lab that you're speaking about? This stuff walks right out the door. In the United States, we're sending anthrax through the mail on accident. If you're telling me that that a substance didn't accidentally end up in someone's hands, I'm going to have to call, you know, the BS on that, my friend. And I think we all should.
You know, there's a reporter at USA Today that focuses a great deal on the control of chemical and biological weapons here in the United States. And her name escapes me for the moment, but she's done a lot of work looking at lapses at the CDC's labs, looking at lapses where they let things escape into the environment and so forth. And as you just pointed out, we've had situations where some of these labs have sent anthrax through the mail. It's like, oops, I didn't mean to do that. I mean, you know, things like that can happen accidentally. We look at what happened in Russia. They're saying, well, this could only have come from Russia. Well, maybe it did come from Russia. Russia was an open arms bazaar of nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare weapons from at least 1991 until 2005, when the people who were shutting down biological and chemical weapons said they began their shutdown. And they said that they shut everything down between 2005, 2015 in Russia. So, but in that interim, you had people who were desperately poor and wanted to get filthy rich, and they would sell anything to anybody if they had enough money. And so there's a very real concern that we have nuclear, biological, and nuclear weapons like suitcase nukes that are in the wild, and they could be used by anybody. And of course, some of the people who, we had a lot of funding from the American government say, we're going to go over there and help them to shut down these things. Well, do you think that maybe the CIA might have saved some of those as souvenirs for themselves so they could frame other people? I mean, that's the mindset of these. Let's not be naive about how these organizations work. Russia would love to frame us for stuff. We would love to frame Russia for stuff. But let's not let them whip up a war hysteria on the basis of this particular attack when we've been sold two ideas. Is it this or this? And it's like, no, that's not the limitation of all the suspects out there.
Absolutely. And once again, if you're listening, watching, or you know, on an affiliated radio station or television network, share the links, everybody. Share the information, especially, you know, even if you're not, you know, Alex comes at the information kind of hardcore. Even if you've got David Knight, you've got Owen Schroyer coming through with the comedy, you've got almost 12 full hours of information and material that you guys put out daily. Support InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the t-shirts. Buy the book. My son personally thinks that Alex Jones sent him the bubblegum super blue toothpaste for Christmas because it came with a little header that had Alex Jones' picture on it. I mean, it's all important stuff. It really is. And don't forget, as David once said, and as Thomas Jefferson once said, the Tree of Liberty needs to be refreshed with the blood of both tyranny are tyrants and patriots alike, guys. And unfortunately, right, it looks like we're in an information war. And the fact of the matter, like you said, David, if world peace is attained, these governmental organizations no longer have any.
That's right. And so they constantly blame the Russians every time they have a setback. Look, the Russians were behind Brexit. The Russians are behind the Italian election. The Russians are behind Trump's election. And I can't believe that Trump got is appeasing them with that. Thank you so much, Jason in Florida. Thank you for the kind words and the endorsements. Let's go to Jason in Canada. Go ahead, Jason.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring up a couple things. You know, one of the intros on the Alex Jones show says resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Did you know that a couple hundred years prior to that, someone was quoted as saying resistance to tyranny is obedience to God? Do you know who that was?
I think it was Jefferson, wasn't it?
No. It was way back in the 1600s.
And the 1600s. John Knox. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, well, that's okay. True. Yeah. Yeah. Christian.
It was one
of
the reformers.
Scotland.
And while Bloody Mary was on the throne, burning Protestants at the stake, he was in Geneva with some others, and they were writing the Geneva Bible.
Mm-hmm.
One of the significance about that Bible was that it wasn't really financed by any particular pope or monarch. And it also pointed out in there in the notes from the reformers about you know, arguing against right to rule by divine right, you know, how people inherit the throne and such. Mm-hmm. So that was taken out when the King James came in. Although that is a very good Bible, but there's no perfect translation, right?
Right.
But I wanted to point that out because I think part of the reason there's a bit of a falling away in America and other places like Canada and whatnot is, you know, I think the devil's been successful in making the Bible a matter of contention. And I think that's important that we take our personal study of the Bible at an individual level too, not just liberties and government and civil society, but that we don't elevate other people to just interpret the Bible for us. So we read it for ourselves.
I agree. And that was the thing that was so dangerous for people. It was dangerous for the government, and it was dangerous for the churches that were officially established by them. You couldn't tell one from the other. That's why in America, and one of the first things that we see is freedom of speech, freedom of the exercise of religion. We often forget that the people who came here wanted to have freedom from religious persecution. They had freedom, the people on the Mayfair, they had freedom in Holland, but it was a freedom that wasn't the kind of freedom that they wanted.